Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, Tyndale has a one-year book on Christian history, and this simple song had a dramatic impact in the life of one young woman who became a great Christian leader.
John, God's word has been under attack in the popular culture to the point people today hear, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so, and ask, yeah, but why trust the Bible? In the 19th century, this simple song made a huge impact in the life of Christian missionary Amy Carmichael. Born in Northern Ireland in 1867, she was 15 years old and attending school in England. Amy knew the gospel, but she had never personally trusted in Jesus Christ until God used that simple song to drive the message home.
And her new faith eventually grew into an interest in international missions.
Amy Carmichael is known for starting a ministry in India that rescued young girls from serving as temple prostitutes.
And this was going very much against the flow of Indian culture at that time, so it was no quick fix.
Amy invested her life in this work, literally. She rescued the children, she shared the gospel, she provided a good education. The impact of her ministry in countless young lives is beyond measure. Yet the work was suffering due to a lack of support. So Amy prayed and asked the Lord to do whatever was necessary.
She never returned to England. But that kind of prayer is the kind of prayer we need to be careful about praying.
Shortly after this, Amy had an accident that left her bedridden for the last 20 years of her life. However, it was at this point that she started to write and discovered a gift that raised the profile of the ministry and made it known around the world.
Well, Alec McClellan has quite a gift for writing, and you'll explore that in his book, A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World, more at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.